Okay, so we are past 4 o'clock, so we'll start the meeting. Okay, feedback on the minutes of the last meeting. Any further feedback? No, okay, so moving on. EG items, grid operator on duty handover this week from Southeast Europe and Germany, Switzerland to North Europe and CERN. So report from Southeast Europe. So I wasn't quite sure about this. The first item, GIGAS ticket 42172, looked like a site to be suspended. The last SAM tests are okay now, but still opened. We believe the problem is fixed. So does this mean that the site does not need to be suspended? Is it all okay? Do we have anybody from the Southeast Europe COD team? No? Okay. So they're not going to have time for the question about the next one either. Okay, so we'll follow up the top line. I think this was the report from the Germany-Switzerland, so do we have the DEC COD team online? Germany-Switzerland? No? Okay, fine. So no questions we can have there then. Sorry to North Europe and CERN, I'm afraid you're going to have to contact them offline. I didn't think it was necessary to join them. Okay, so I think we can move on quickly. GPS reports and issues, and we have Antonio.
Yes, a few things. This is just a reminder for the new bombs pilot. Well, it's relatively new, but it's unstable. So there is this pilot service available, and all the PPS sites were invited to reconfigure their UIs to use pilot bombs so that we can at the same time give feedback to Steve and try the interaction of our with new pilot bomb. So I passed all the details in the agenda, and again, all the PPS sites are welcome to reconfigure their services. That was all for PPS this week, and I would move to GLX releases. There are no questions. Okay, for the GLX releases, it's a con week, in fact, so we don't have much to say. There is just a release in preparation for PPS, namely GLX 3.1 PPS update 38. This update is supposed to be released today or tomorrow, and it contains a bug fixes for the clean a bug fix for the clean client affecting only the UI patch 2002, and then a major release of bombs, in fact, the one that is now that is currently being tested by Steve in its pilot. So there is a new version of the bombs admin client and server. This will affect bombs, of course, the UI and VO box, and various bug fixes for bombs. In fact, a couple of important ones for bugs for the short FQN bugs and FQN order on bombs. So these are quite important. They are currently available in preview in the pile of service. Then we have a new job manager for SunGrid Engine, released in PPS this week, and the new version of Dcache and server and client. I don't know the version number, but they correspond to patch 2398 and 2399. A new version with bug fixes for GFAL and RCG Util as well, version 1.6.17 and 1.10.18, respectively. That's all. Any questions?
No. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Antonio. Okay, so we'll move on to the EG issues for the report. The first one I came across was from North Europe. Vera has submitted a GIGAS ticket, 42341, on the 15th, so about 10 days ago, maybe almost a couple of weeks. The ticket has been assigned to GridView support unit, but no action has been taken for the ticket. Is it still under SAM?
It could be because it's something, you know, it's a topology database. It could be Sam. So David only gets back next week, and I got mail that the team in India have a festival today, so,
okay.
So I don't think there'll be any progress today.
Okay, so Vera, it sounds like it's probably going to be at least a week before we hear any updates on this ticket. Lots of celebrations and holidays going on in the meantime. Sorry about that. If you don't hear anything in, say, a week and a half, remind us and we'll bring it up again.
Nick?
Hi, yeah?
Shall I assign the ticket to the SAM team now, or can we just leave it as it is?
I think you can leave it as it is, and then if Gridview wants to reassign it, they will do so. It's the topology database, so it depends whether it's the BDII to Oracle script that's messing things up, or I think if we leave it as it is, it'll get an answer.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. So next one from Rock UK Ireland. They were noticing some problems with the formatting of the reports again. Multiple unlabeled lines for the downtime history against many sites, and only some of these line up. So it sounds like it's a problem with the rendering of the page. Do we have Osman or anybody from the Kick Portal team online?
Yes, Nick. Osman speaking.
Hi, Osman. Well, I guess, actually, did you know about this, or should we request the GIGUS ticket to be submitted?
Please assign me a GIGUS ticket, and I investigate about this.
Okay.
The reason I didn't assign a GIGUS ticket was just to confirm that other regions are seeing it, but I've just been looking through other reports, and I see that they are similar.
Oh, fine. Okay. So it sounds like it is there is an actual issue there then. So okay.
It looks
so
like it.
Okay.
So, my browser.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Jeremy. So, yeah, if you submit the ticket, and then Austin can take a look at that. Okay, thanks. Any questions? Okay, we'll move on. Next item, something that came up, returning to an item, I think, from last week, or week before, I can't remember now. Publishing values, in quotes, correct values for the cluster SI2K and total CPU. So the question came from PIC. They're looking in the grid map monitoring, where it looked as though if you clicked on the show SI2K button, it looked like it was calculating this by multiplying the number of job slots against the blue host benchmark SI2K. And they were saying that they didn't think this was correct because most of the clusters are not homogeneous. So Steve had a look at it.
So it was, is Gonzalo there?
Oh.
No, okay, well, I'll say it anyway. So this is when, particularly when sites do internal scaling, so they publish a reference CPU as the speed of their cluster, then if you scale that figure, then you should also scale the number of CPUs you have to make it right. So this summation should be, product rather, should be correct, essentially. If you times the number of physical times the speed, it should reflect the power of your farm. So if you change one number, you have to change the other one.
Okay. So what we're looking for is the totals to be correct, and people have to scale according. Okay.
If you scale one, you have to scale the other.
Okay, seems logical to me. Any questions?
No, but on a similar thing, does anybody know if there's progress on GStat2 at the moment? Is it actually making any progress?
It was presented last week at HEPIX. That doesn't mean to say, I don't know, I haven't looked at it myself, but certainly there were two talks on it, so.
Okay, I'll take a look, thanks.
Probably the most up-to-date thing for us.
Maybe we could ask, who's working on it?
Lawrence gave the presentation.
Okay, maybe we could ask Lawrence or somebody to come along to next week's meeting, just give a quick update, actually, because I'd be interested to know that as well. I'll try and remember to put it on the agenda for next week. Okay, any other questions on this? Okay, so we'll send an email to PIC. I think this. So we need. Is there any way that this is reflected in a wiki or somewhere that we could put it to point at and say this is how it should be done? Got Twitter.
Well, no one told them to scale the other number in the first place.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll
it's coming out of Flavia's GDP stuff, so.
So it'll
beginning to fall out.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
So at some point we should be able to point people at something and say this is how you ought to. Okay, fine. So we'll follow that up. Make sure this is clear what people should do. Any other questions on this one? Okay. So let's move on. How are we doing? Rather ahead of schedule, so we may be a bit short on experiments in a minute. WLCG items. So, excuse me. Job submission mechanisms needed in the FreeCE. So I put this item in. There is a wish to, certainly within WLCG and probably within EG as well, to move, if we can, from the LCGCE to the CREAMCE as quickly as possible. This is just to try and reduce the effort needed for supporting the LCGCE, particularly as quite soon people are going to start porting things to SL5, etc., etc. We don't want to have to do all this for the LCGCE. However, to be able to move to the CREAMCE, we need to be confident that we're not losing anything, that the CREAMCE is indeed ready to be the production CE and the only production CE. So what I'm doing is putting together a list of criteria that the CREAMCE, we think the CREAMCE should meet, at which point we will start the process of migration from the LCGC to the CREAMCE, which in itself will probably take several months, but we need to be clear on what criteria need to be met in order to start that process. One of these questions was, does the CREAMCE support all of the, shall we say, most common job submission scenarios that are used on the grid? So I sent an email around to the WLCG experiment, and I've received replies, I think, from all of them, more or less. So I'll be putting those together. So this item was really, if there are any other... if anybody else has input to this, if anybody has a job submission mechanism they think they absolutely have to have supported by the CREAMCE.
Did anyone say they wanted Grammen?
Condor G.
Condor G wanted Gram.
No, people wanted Condor G. and Condor was possibly, but we'll get back to you sort of answer. So
Nick, you're talking about deploying the CREAMCE, but as far as I understand it, ICE isn't ready, but it's required by the WMS to submit to the CREAMCE.
No, absolutely. So that's one of the criteria. So what I'm doing is putting together a list at the moment of criteria that need to be met before we could even think about migrating to the CREAMCE. One of them is we have an ICE-enabled WMS that is stable in production. So that in itself may take some time. I could pretty much handle. So I think my intention is to put this, I was wanting to do it for today, but I just didn't have the time. But certainly for next week, I'll put down the list of, I'll include in the agenda this list of criteria, so that people can see what it is we're expecting the CREAMCE to be able to do. Basically, to be able to do whatever the LCGC can do at the moment. I'm not expecting answers right at the second, but if people think or have ideas about what things we need the CREAMCE to be able to do in order to make it the one and only production CE, then please let me know. You can contact me at the usual email address. This is really an information thing. Any questions anyway? Any questions for anybody? No? Okay. We've got pool accounts on VO boxes. So this was an item came up in a discussion last week, and I can't remember where. But it was to do with the fact that pool accounts are not possible on VO boxes, and apparently this has been a long-standing issue that we probably should sort out, so we decided to put it on the agenda. And this came up, the discussion at the time was with regards to Alice, although this isn't an Alice-specific problem. But we do have Patricia, who I think has a bit more information.
Well, it's not an Alice problem, it's any VO problem. So anyone using VO boxes will have to suffer this problem, but it is not at all Alice-related problem. And it is neither an experiment problem, it's a site problem. So experiments are very, very quiet and very happy running with the beer boxes that they have and the implementation that they have. So they are not requiring, as far as I know, any pool account.
But
it is required by the site because they cannot have a traceability of who is making what inside the beer boxes, but not from the experiments. I don't think this is the issue.
Do any of the sites refuse to support beer boxes because of this? I know that, for example, Nikkei put restrictions on there.
Nikkei put restrictions, and also Birmingham put exactly the same restrictions as Nikkei. But I don't think that, or at least I am not aware that any site refuses the setup of beer boxes because of this issue. As far as you know, if this is the case, I am not aware.
Okay, so now I'm wondering if this is, obviously it's an issue that probably needs to be fixed at some point, but I'm just wondering if it's high on the list of priorities.
It seems to be something that's just been forgotten about by the developers of the VA box. I think it should be pushed back to the developers, but you still would like pool accounts in the VA boxes.
Put it back on the list. I don't know who developed the VA box.
Well, the...
It's sort of a loose...
Well, Elisa made a huge part of the VA boxes. She only made another one. I made some of the things that they have inside. There are several people running this site. But this is not a... I don't think this is a lack of performance in the VOOs. This is related to the fact that the proxy renewal mechanisms must be assumed to the people which is renewing the proxy. So if the file is associated to the proxy, to the user proxy registration, do not belong to the person which is entering the VOOs, this procedure will not work. So, and this is a very old subject used since years, and we have not found any solution. But I don't think it's a lack of performance in the beer box as it is right now.
Can we review why you can't do it? Because
absolutely.
I think because it's just that. I mean, lots of other services do it. WMS renews proxies for multiple users.
Yeah, but not in the same way because inside the beer box you have to register before. Okay. You have to make the registration of the proxy, something that you don't have to do in the WMS. And based on these users which has registered their proxies, they will renew these proxies. Not everybody entering in the VO box will have ensured that the proxy is renewed. Only those that have registered previously. During that time, to registration time of the proxy, there are several files which have created, and these files must belong to the same person which is registering the proxy. And if this is the case and we have pool accounts, this mechanism will not work.
Okay, but if you have pool accounts and you have some VO-specific software running, then maybe it can happen that another person of the VO cannot stop this process.
It's not associated to the services of the experiment which are running inside. It's related to the unique, generic service which is running inside the VO box, and this is the so-called VO, for example, in the case of Alice, Alice proxy renewal mechanisms or Atlas, exactly the same, and so on. So there is, I have here a VO box which is open, and so I will let you know.
The proxy renewal process runs as the...
Yes. So there are several things which are created here, and moreover is the renewal proxy PEN, which is the proxy associated to the machine, and it is necessary to establish a secure communication with my proxy server. This must belong to the login person. This is completely independent of any service running inside the VO box from the experiment. That is the only service which declares that the VO box is a VO box. And this file, which is called renewal-proxy.pen, must belong to the person which is logging into the VO box. Otherwise, the new person will not be able to register inside the VO box. This is the. It's not associated to the services of the experiments. It's not associated to the access to the software area. It's just.
To me, it's not obvious why you can't run the services, renew the individual users' proxies.
Okay. It sounds like this is something to take offline.
I think if you want, we can open here a task or an issue, and we can follow.
We'll
for example, I can follow it with the
okay.
team.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah, so we can review it. I mean, it sounds like it's been hanging around for a
while. Open a bug and then
open a bug if you want to.
Pull accounts can't be used because.
Okay.
And we begin to follow these ones forever.
Okay, so we'll do that and see if we can get something out of it. Okay, thanks, that was good. Any other comments on this one? No, okay, we'll move on to the OCG issues coming from the ROC reports. We have a few this week. UK Ireland have noticed that very few sites are passing the LHCB SAM test today. I guess was this unfortunately we don't have anybody from LHCB in the room.
Nick, it looks like they've got various problems with their SAM jobs, but one particular one is that they've got failures registering the files in their bookkeeping service, but it's an internal LHCB problem.
Okay, so, I mean, do we need to pass this on to them, or I suspect they already know about it?
No, they know about it.
Okay, fine, so...
Do you want a report for it or something? Update.
We can do that. We can ask them to give an update, Jeremy.
Fine, yep.
Yeah, okay. So, and I guess also for anybody else that's seeing problems LHCB SAM test failing at their sites, then it's probably a similar. I'm knowing none of the details, but it's probably related. So, heads up, everybody. Okay, second point from the CERN ROC. This is just for information. Support for a new role equals pilot for LHCB has been deployed at CERN. Unfortunately, they're not here, so they don't know that. Or they may already know, but we can't tell them right now. And third point, Roxanne again, information, the Atlas Grid Queue's default resource requirement has been updated to reflect nodes with at least 1.9 gig of memory. I hope this is good news for Atlas. I have no idea. Any comments from Atlas?
Excuse me. The role pilot for LHCB, is it a VOMS role?
Correct.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But they have said that they refrain from using
roles, huh? What it means is that they have 10 pull accounts called LHB TLT 01 to 10. That's the practical result. And then they're known to LSF. So.
I assume they know what they're doing. They'll soon complain. Okay, so
for others, it's good news.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on, WLCG service interventions this week. As usual, there is quite a list. One to bring out, just because it was sent to me personally, is that at CERN on the 28th, which is tomorrow, 10 of the CEs will be down for about half an hour each. Because of scheduled hardware interventions. Now, this should be pretty transparent to the outside world. Maybe you'll see some slight delays of things. However, in case you see it all go horribly wrong, you'll know why. So don't be too surprised. But there are many, many other interventions, so please do go and check, particularly the scheduled downtimes link to the GOG database, where, in theory, everything, all scheduled downtimes should be. In fact, I think until we get... We get a calendar. We should use the. I think Atlas now have. Atlas have a calendar that uses the feed as well, so we could get the Atlas and the LHCB and stuff. And we'll put some links in to the links to those as well, because I think they're more useful.
I would send a link to you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. That'll remind me to do it. Okay. Moving on. Where are we? WLCG operational review. Anything particular this week, Harry?
Probably last week. Stopped Cosmic.
Okay.
So their data flow will drop sharply now.
Okay.
Carry on with functional tests, probably
10%. We are planning, if it's possible, to perform some throughput tests. This is under discussion with the responsible of the tier zero to avoid the overload of of the server before the end of the processing of the cosmic data that are issued, as Harry mentioned. We think that maybe there could be 2 days of throughput test, but let's see tomorrow if the fuse and the speed not so high in LHC registration we are not seeing against a few sites is going better.
Okay.
So if things will go better, of course tier 1 will be noticed and short, maybe also 24 hours throughput test maybe will be done. If it's not this week, it's the next one.
Okay. Okay, so good heads up for everybody there, I think.
Of course, functional tests will keep on working, and the end of this week is foreseen for Wednesday at midnight, and
okay.
Next week we'll start Thursday at 12 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll tell you what we can carry on. If there's anything else from Atlas, we can do the Atlas report now.
There is a strange behavior that we noticed versus CNAF. An alarm ticket has been submitted, and it seems from the ticket that this has not been treated as an alarm ticket. This ticket has been sent by CORS. It's written in the ticket that has not been recognized at the CORS boss as an allowed alarm. Alarmer. On the contrary, the ticket type is written as alarm. So it's maybe it would be enough to perform another test from. Yeah, thank you. Steve is already writing down the number. Maybe it would be good if Gigas could do another round of testing with the alarm ticket just for tests, in particular versus CNAF. Could be useful because it seems that they didn't receive the SMS. I mean, could be useful to perform again this test maybe during this week, advising them.
I think next week it will be difficult because the specific developer, Günter Grimm, is on holiday. I'm typing a mail to the list and we will make it for next week.
Okay, so it sounds like it's a technical issue rather than people just not responding to alarm tickets. Like
I mean, actually, they answered and they solved the problem pretty quickly. So it was good. It's just a technical detail that should be understood. Yes, should be understood. And I also noticed that since a few days, 1 month, is not possible anymore to list the alarm ticket. So it's pretty strange.
Since 2 days?
No, since 1 month. I will.
1 month?
Yes, I think there are some technical details. I have to understand if everything is okay from my point of view, and then I will submit the GIGAS to GIGAS eventually. So
yeah.
I will let you know.
Okay, thanks. Anything else from?
For Atlas, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, Harry, I just realized I cut you off. Was there anything else to come from?
No.
Okay, fine, so we'll move on. Okay, so we'll go back to Alice. I took the liberty of attaching to your report the document you sent out describing the installation and the setup required for the cream cheese.
So
any sites that are interested, there's a document on attached to the agenda that you can use, and I have to admit I haven't had time to read it yet, but I guess everything is in there that the sites need to set up the cream cheese to be useful to Alice.
Yeah.
So please, anybody that's interested in doing that, any sites that are interested, do take a look. And with a bit of luck, at some point in the not too distant future, we'll be moving to the Cream CE, so now is a good time to get some experience with it. Any questions? Okay, we'll move on. CMS, do you have?
And I have a question.
Okay,
How many VOS boxes is necessary for Iris in future?
How many VO boxes?
Yes, because now it's requested second one.
I explained. Okay. The document is saying the following. If you are a tier 1, the experiment requires a second PO box, which is another node, and it can be perfectly managed by a tier 1 in any case. If it is a tier 2, we give the following possibilities. If possible, a second PO box to test the Cream Computing Element, but this is only an intermediate time, because as soon as the Cream is fully in production, this will be the only way in which the experiment will submit, and therefore only one VO box will be required. So the second VO box is something required only during the testing phase of the Cream Computing Element. If it is not possible to provide a second VO box, we give two possibilities. One is virtual machines, in order to provide the second VO box in a virtual node. Or if it is even impossible, okay, we will manage the testing only with one VO box. But this is the last
What are the requirements for the virtual machine or for this VO box?
Yeah.
Exactly the requirements, CPU, memory, disk.
Exactly the same VO box that you are providing the for the production. So if you are providing a VO box now in production, the second VO box should be exactly the same, no more, no less. So it is not something especially required for this second VO box. It's extremely standard.
Okay.
But as the experiment wants to ensure, do not hesitate to go for the green testing in the case that you cannot provide a second VO box. The experiment can manage it at the level of tier 2s. In the case of the tier 1, no, and we think that it is much better to provide a second VO box. And this is only following the procedure that the WMS has set. So during the last GDB, it was clearly specified that the procedure to put in production the green computing element was duplication and not replacement. In order to have duplication together with the LCG computing element, this duplication procedure in ALICE requires a second VO box. Otherwise, the experiment will be doing a replacement, which is not fully supported by WLCG.
Okay, thanks, Patricia. Any other questions for this? Oh, okay, I guess if people have questions on the document, once they read it, they can contact you.
Yes, directly.
Okay. So, moving on, CMS, I don't think we have anybody from... Is there anybody from CMS on the line to give a report? No, okay, and I guess, do we have anybody from LHCB? No, fine, okay, so we'll move on. I'm not aware of any updates to the storage service items, although people can go and check the links. I know that Slavia does keep the information there up to date. So moving on to OSG items, do we have Rob Quick or anybody from OSG on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Nick. And the only thing I have is I know that I don't know if anybody from GGUS is on the line, Gunter or anybody, but the ticket exchange started, I think, last week on Thursday. The new ticket exchange, and wanted to know, things look good on our end as far as I can tell. I just wanted to know if there's been anything seen on your end.
Can I say?
Yep, feel free.
Is this Tim?
It's Rob.
Okay. Hi, Rob. Welcome back from your holidays.
Thank you.
I wanted to say that we have increased the sensitivity of the escalation report. So if you look at the OSG escalation reports today, there are more than we used to see, which is good because we were missing some that were 1 month old with the previous criteria. Today I have closed two tickets because there seem to have been simply no problem at all from the side of the submitter.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some tickets which are, you can see them in the escalation reports. There are 2, 4, 5, 6 tickets which are still assigned.
Mm-hmm.
They were opened on the 2nd of October, 6th and 7th of October, so they are at least 20 days old. They are still in status assigned, and from the OSG site, there has not been any entry into the ticket to show that it has been under investigation. One of them is marked urgent, and it considers an authentication authorization error from a node which is atlas.bu.edu. I don't know which university is BU. I don't know.
It's Boston.
Boston.
Yes. So first thing, this escalation report used to be linked off the agenda, and I don't see that at the moment when I went in this morning.
I was just going to say, Rob, I've noticed it disappeared. I'm just getting the page. I'm going to put the link back on just now while we're speaking.
Okay, great. So the other thing is I haven't looked into current tickets. Do you have the ticket number for the one, especially the Boston, that is marked urgent?
Yeah, 410558.
Okay.
So I'm right now sending you the URL to the escalation report in email. And you can see the other five tickets offline and put a comment in them directly so that or not everybody has to sit through.
Right, right. Okay, can you repeat that ticket number one more time?
410058.
41058. I do not have that ticket open in our system. Okay. Maybe we've closed that on our end and the message didn't get through amongst the changes in procedure that happened last week. So I will look that up and get back to you on that right away.
Okay.
Okay. So as far as the ticket exchange, I do see that we have a lot more tickets open than we normally have. We normally have three or four, and now I see seven or so that are open. So it does seem that ticket exchange is going pretty well. So I will hit Gunter with a private message as far as if he's seeing any problems on his end with ticket exchange.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Is there anything you wanted to raise at the meeting?
Nope, that's it.
Nope, okay, that's fine. Anybody got any questions for SG? Okay, so we'll move on. Action items. So there's only, I think there's only one open. So this was the request from an action item to action the request from LHCB, which is to do with the announcement of scheduled downtime and when what announcements were made when. So actually, I've forgotten to update this action item, so I submitted a ticket to the GovDB task list. I can't remember the number, but I'll put all the information into the description as an update and close the ticket so people can then refer to the banner task. I'll put a link into it. So it's in their work plan now anyway. That was it, I think, unless anybody think we've missed any actions?
No, but Nick, on that one, that talks about scheduled and unscheduled downtime. I'm just wondering, is there a reference for sites which wish to declare time at risk? Is there any guidelines on that? I'm just looking through the documents that we've exchanged before.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that. I'll revisit that one. I have to admit I'd forgotten about that. Yeah,
good point. Okay, thanks.
I'll go back to that. Good point. Okay, so any other questions on this? No, okay, we'll move on to any other business.
I just want to make a comment that if people are wanting to see how the CREAM and WMS certification is going on, we have a patch 1841 open, which is the WMS that contains ICE, which is integrated
okay.
CREAM environment, and in certification right now for that.
Okay, so okay, fine. So what I'll do is I'll take the link, the Savannah, the Savannah link, and we'll put it into the meeting for the agenda so people. So anybody that's interested in it can track it. Cause it sounds, okay, so it sounds like it's almost there. So stop thinking about testing it.
This Thursday, the 30th of October, 9:30 in the morning, we have a USAC meeting, which is dedicated to a generalized direct routing to all sites of GIGAS tickets. So people from the sites, the ROCs or the VOs with special experience or special requirements for this future development or for problems to work with would be very, very, you know, much kindly asked to join. Yeah, the agenda is sent to the ROC managers and the USAC mailing list. If you have a mailing list, I can send it.
Okay, yeah, we can send it to the... Well, okay. We'll put it somewhere where people can see it. Otherwise, spam people that can send it to everybody.
I just have one question. I looked at the wiki link that was provided under the WRCG operational review. And in that week, it says that on Monday, the GRIF site was killed by the last GLite update, and the site was basically destroyed and reinstalling. That information wasn't explicitly mentioned here, and yet I guess there's a quality issue for SA1, SA3 to look into if GLite updates destroy sites.
Yeah.
there needs to be some kind of post-mortem.
Where
was it? On the agenda page in the WLCG daily meetings minutes.
Is this because of the Quator integration?
Possibly. I can't be doing this email. That's right. There was a big... Yeah. That's right. There was a bug that's been in BDI allegedly for a very long time, and it was because...
Missing barrier.
Yeah, and it's because Griff don't use Jame, they use Quator, that the wrong value got given to them. Okay, so it's okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
I think it was understood. Okay, so, I vaguely remember that. But refresh my memory, so yes, that was. It did cause them a lot of grief, but now they're back online. So, that's, yeah. We should actually get a post-mortem from that. I thought it's being generated, so I'll ask if...
It'll never really be solved. All the certifications done with Jame.
Yeah, true. Although I think there wasn't a problem that it was how... Was it not, there was something to do with the default value that was taken if it wasn't properly configured or something.
Yeah. Right, so unless you're going to read through every line of code.
Sorry?
The default value was start at the top of the slash.
Yes, that's true. It was something crazy, I can't remember that. But okay, so I mean, that one issue we can check has been fixed. But, yeah. Okay, so that's right, going back, any other business from anybody else? No? Okay, so I think we can close the meeting there. We will have the next meeting next week at the usual time. Okay, thanks everybody. Bye.